On Portland State University Week, should the police be among the first responders for certain 911 calls? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Greg Townley, associate professor of community psychology, says other methods may be more beneficial in certain situations.
At a time when cities across the country are rethinking how public safety is structured, Portland, Oregon decided to try something new. And our research center, the Homelessness Research and Action Collaborative, evaluated the results to see if this model could be effective. Advocates lobbied for a non-police response for non-criminal 911 calls involving people experiencing homelessness or mental health crisis. The resulting program, the Portland Street Response, launched in 2021 and consists of a firefighter paramedic, a licensed mental health crisis therapist, and two community health workers. According to a mixed methods program evaluation, the program demonstrated success during the first 6 months, including a 4.6% reduction in total calls traditionally responded to by police in the program's service location and operating hours, a 22.5% reduction in police response on non-emergency welfare checks, as well as dispatches coded as unwanted persons and suspicious persons calls, and an 11.6% reduction in fire department activity on behavioral health calls and illegal burn calls. Only 14 calls, 3.7%, required transport to the ER, and none of the calls resulted in arrests. In follow-up visits with clients, community health workers made 125 referrals for services and helped 6 people find permanent housing. The evaluation included a survey in collaboration with Street Roots, a local street newspaper, to understand how the program worked for those most impacted. Comments from people experiencing homelessness described the care they received. They were friendly, treated me like a human being. They were loving and talked with my friend who needed help. They put medicine on a wound, gave me food and water, and asked if I needed anything else. My friend lived because of them. Early signs of success show how this model could help inform new strategies in public safety locally and nationally.
That was Greg Townley of Portland State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.